So continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, text number 8. The text chapter entitled The Fundamental Principle of Material Nature. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Karya Karana Kritvatve Karanam Prakritim Vidu Bhoktritve Sukha Dukhanam Purusham Prakrite Param Karya Karana Kritvatve
Karya Karana Kritvatve
Karanam Prakritim Vidho Karanam Prakritim Vidho Bhoktritve Sukha Dukhanam
Bhoktritve Sukha Dukhanam
Purusham Prakrite Param Purusham Prakrite Param Karya Karana Kritritve Karanam Prakritim Vidho Karanam Prakritim Vidho Bhoktritve Sukha Dukhanam
Bhoktritve
Sukha Dukhanam Purusham Prakrite Param Purusham Prakrite Param Karya Karana Kritvatve Karanam Prakritim Vidho Bhoktritve Sukha Dukhanam Purusham Prakrite Param Karya, the body, Karanam, the senses, Kartritve, regarding the demigods, Karanam, the cause, Prakritim, material nature, Vidu, the learned understand, Bhoktritve, regarding the perception, Sukha of happiness, Dukhanam, and of distress, Purusham, the spirit soul, Prakrite, to material nature, Param, transcendental. Translation by Jivangri Srila Prabhupada. The cause of the conditioned soul's material body and the senses presiding deities, the demigods, is the material nature. This is understood by learned men. The feeling of happiness and distress of the soul, who is transcendental by nature, are caused by the spirit soul himself. Please repeat the translation. The cause of the conditioned soul's material body,
and senses,
and the senses presiding deities,
the demigods,
is the material nature.
This is understood by learned men.
The feeling of happiness and distress of the soul,
who is transcendental by nature,
are caused by the Spirit Soul Himself.
Are caused by the Spirit Soul Himself.
Purport by Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that when the Lord descends to this material world, He comes as a person by His own energy. Atma Maya. He is not forced by any superior energy. He comes by His own will. And this can be called as the pastime or Leela. But here it is clearly stated that the conditioned soul is forced to take certain types of body and the senses under the three modes of material nature. That body is not received according to his own choice. In other words, the conditioned soul has no free choice. As he accepts the certain types of body according to his karma, but when there is a bodily reactions as felt in happiness and distress, it is to be understood that the cause of the spirit soul himself. If he so desire, the spirit soul can change his conditional life of duality by choosing to serve Krishna. The living entity is the cause of his own suffering, but he can also be a cause of his eternal happiness. When he wants to engage in Krishna consciousness, a suitable body is offered to him by internal potency. The spiritual energy of the Lord, and he wants to satisfy his senses, the material body is offered. Thus, it is the free choice to accept a spiritual body or a material body. But once the body is accepted, he has to enjoy or suffer as the consequence. The Mayavadi philosopher's presentation is that the living entity enjoys his pastimes by accepting the body of a hog. This theory is not acceptable. However, because the word pastime implies the voluntary acceptance of enjoyment, therefore, this interpretation is most misleading. When there is an enforced acceptance of suffering, this is not pastime. The Lord's pastimes and the conditioned living entity's acceptance of karmic reactions are not the same, not on the same level.
Karya karanam krittatve karanam prakritim vidu bhuktritve sukha dukkhanam prakritim purusham prakrite param.
The cause of the conditions, the conditioned soul's material body and the senses presiding deities, demigods, is the material nature. This is understood by learned men. The feeling of happiness and distress of the soul, who is transcendental by nature, are caused by the spirit soul himself.
Om Ajnanati Virantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militan Mena Tasmai Sri Guru Vedana Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Vim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padikamalam Sri Guru Vaishnamamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakamitamsa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpaturu Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishna Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adoita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So here, Lord Kapila continues to instruct his mother. So the chapter we are studying is 26, which is a fundamental principle of material nature. Prior to this, Lord Kapila has already established the glories of the devotional service.
So all this explanation that Lord Kapila Dev is going to explain to Mother Devahuti is actually leading to devotional service. That's going to, that is, so he, before he explains, goes into a detail of the explaining the material fundamental or the detail, he already established that this is all going to lead to a devotional service. Similar to what when we sing in the morning, the Damodar Astakam, Satyavrata Muni, right in the beginning he establishes, he says, who is Krishna? Namami Ishvara, Namami Swaram, Sat Chit Ananda. Yeah? Then he goes to into a pastimes of the Lord. So in the beginning, Lord Kapila already has explained, the established that the devotional service is what he is going to explain. But all this detailed knowledge that's coming up is to establish that devotional service is the highest. In a purport, Srila Prabhupada makes it clear that when the Lord appears in this world, he comes out of his own will. He is not forced by any karmic reaction or karmic or karma. Neither he is forced by any time or place. He comes out of his own sweet will. So he's not forced to come. He's Atma Maya. Prabhupada quotes the verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Ajopi san vyayatma bhutanam isaropi san prakritim swam adhisthaya sambhavami atma maya. Sambhavami atma maya. The Lord comes out of his own will. So nothing is forcing him. It's not. So he's Swarat. He's fully independent. When Lord Krishna himself appeared, the everything is known, is predicted. Lord already knows. When demigod went to the to pray and the shore of ocean to appear in this material world, Lord already tells them, yes, I will appear. And he instructs demigods to come and go and take birth in Braj, where he is going to perform his transcendental pastime. And so, and when Lord comes into this world, he remembers everything. Whereas our birth, when we take, I don't think so we can remember a few days back even. What to speak of remembering the previous lives. So Lord is, he's got all his qualities with him. It does not affect his, when he comes to this world, it's not affected by time, place, circumstances, karma, etc. So this is also when Lord Krishna was explaining Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Lord was explaining that how he explained this transcendent knowledge to Bibhishan, Manave, Manu, and Ikshvaku. Immediately Arjuna asked the question, how am I to understand that you have taken, you know, like you, the where these Vivaswan and all those personalities appeared millions of years ago, whereas your birth was just five, you know, just same age as me. Arjuna is asking Lord Krishna. So Krishna explains that when I take birth, you and I have taken birth, many, many births, but I remember them all. That is Lord. That is God. He remembers them all. But we cannot. Bahuni me vyatidani janmani tavacharjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam vitha parantapa. So, when Lord comes, he comes with his full opulence. Yeah, he appears, when he appeared as Lord Krishna, he came as a full forearmed with the Sudarshan Chakra, Gada Padma, he appeared as fully dressed. He was able to communicate with his parents and explain how what's next. So he doesn't have to. He's not like confined to take birth as a little human being as we do. So he comes as his original form. And when he then after he appears as a forearm form, then he actually turns into a little baby as Krishna. That is Krishna. Yeah. Then even when he within his childhood pastimes, as we actually, we are in the month of Kartik, where the Damodar pastime, Krishna is a baby. Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna as a little baby. And so he, Mother Yashoda is working very hard to catch him, but Lord is not caught. Ultimately, when he sees Mother Yashoda, she's feeling, oh, she's tired now. Then Krishna allows her to catch him. Even when she catches him, okay, she wants to now bind Krishna. Yeah. Krishna is there standing like he's acting as a normal child. But Krishna, when Mother Yashoda is trying to tie Krishna, that rope is short by 2 inches. And she collects more rope to tie Krishna, and still there is too short. So Krishna is being controlled, yet he is in control. It's a difference. He's being controlled by Mother Yashoda, but yet he is in control. How he wants to enjoy his pastimes, how he wants to perform his pastimes, giving a pleasure. So after he ties, Krishna knows also. So he has that. To deliver, there's also two trees are standing in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. They are being cursed by Narad Muni to stand as a tree. And he knows that. So he does, when he does his pastimes, he does multiple things at the same time. These two demigods were cursed by Narad Muni to take birth as a tree. So now this pastime takes he's being now bound finally by Mother Yashoda, and then he delivers these two sons of Kubera. So the Lord has, when he performs his pastimes, he does multiple things at the same time. There are so many things that take place during the interaction. A similar pastime we also know that lifting of Govardhan Hill, we just had the festival of Govardhan Leela, where Lord is trying to do multiple things. He's trying to teach a lesson to Indra. Indra is being puffed up by his power. So Lord, knowing that, he's trying to teach a lesson to Indra. And so when he lifted Govardhan, he did multiple things. A, he was trying to teach lesson to Indra. B, also the Govardhan Hill himself, he actually appeared there for this specific pastime. He's also waiting for Krishna to come and pasture the cows, do different pastimes in his vicinity. And also, they know that Krishna is going to lift Govardhan Hill. So, as the story goes, that when Lord Krishna was about to come to this world, he requested Radharani to also come along. Radharani now requests Lord Krishna that, yes, I would like to come with you, but it would be nice to have the Braj Dham, Yamuna and Govardhan appear in the world. So Krishna said, yes, this all already been taken place. So the Govardhan comes as the son of Dronachala Hill in the Himalayas. So when he appears as a son of Dronachal, all the he's been coronated as a king of the hill, so Giriraj. And so once there was a Pulaste Muni who was living in the Banaras. He wanted to have a very beautiful place for his meditation. He was living in the Banaras, but he didn't have a nice place. So when he was traveling, he came across this hill in the Himalaya. So he requested his father to, if he could take the Govardhan Hill with him to Banaras, and where he could actually meditate on the Supreme Lord better. Then his father finally agreed, because being Rishi, so he didn't want to offend the Rishi. So the condition was made by Govardhan that you can take me, but if you put me down somewhere, from there I will not move. Then Govardhan requested, the Pulaste Muni agreed to this condition. So when they were passing through this braj, Govardhan, by his mystic power, he created this mystic power that the Pulaste Muni had to go for nature's call. So he puts the Govardhan Hill down on the braj. That was his desire, because he passed through the braj, so Govardhan knew that this is where Krishna is going to appear. So he puts down, and then he pulls the rishi, goes for a nature's call. Then when he comes back and tries to lift Govardhan Hill, he said, "Nah. The condition is that you have left me here, now I will not be moved." As the disappointment, Pulaste Muni actually curses Govardhan Hill that every day you will... This pastime took place in Satyuga. So every day, if you... you will be struck by the size of one mustard seed. Then... so... the size of the Govardhan Hill actually was described by our acharyas, that it was 64 mile long and 40 mile wide and 16 miles high. So from the Satyuga, it started to shrunk one mustard seed size every day. So now, it is mentioned that after next 10,000 years of Kali Yuga, the Govardhan will actually completely disappear. So, the reason I was narrating this story was that how Krishna actually, when he performs his pastimes, he does multiple things. So he was trying to fulfill the desires of the Govardhan Hill to perform his pastime. And so similarly, Lord, when he comes out of his own will. Another example of we could say is the Lord Varaha. When Lord Varaha appears, he appears through the nostril of Lord Brahma. So he doesn't need a mother or father. He can just appear from anywhere he wishes. And similar instance, we can also understand from Lord Nrsingadev's pastime. Lord Nrsingadev also appeared from the pillar. So this is the Lord. This is Supreme Lord. He has no restriction, no time limit or he is not bound by any material force or any other force to appear. He is Atma Mamaya. He is Swarat. He is independent. This is what Prabhupada is making a point, that the Lord is completely independent. He comes out of his own will. But our appearance or our birth is not like that. We will have to to take birth according to our own karma. Karma is forcing us to take different bodies. And so, and then also Prabhupada explains that is in the purport, the body is not received according to on choice. But there are says, clearly stated that the conditioned soul is forced to take certain types of body and the senses under the three modes of material nature. They are forced. We are forced. So there are different types of bodies. It is mentioned in the different types of species that we could take a birth as. In Padma Purana, it's mentioned that there are 8.4 million species of life. It is like Bhaktisiddhanta Sundar Maharaj explains, it is like going into a supermarket and trying to purchase a garment. Garment is compared to a body. The price you pay is your karma or your desire. So the 8.4 million species of life, it is explained in Padma Purana that Jalaja Navalakshani. Jala means water. Ja means birth. So Navalakshani, there are 900,000 species of life that takes birth in the water. Stavara Lakshabhimshati. Stavara means a plant or the trees. They are stavara, they are immovable, they don't move. So they are also species. The number given is 20 lakhs or 2 million. Kramayo Rudra Sankhaka. Kramaya means the reptiles and insects. The number given is 1,100,000, 1.1 million. That is the species. Pakshinam Dasalakshanam. So this is the birds are 1 million. Dasalakshanam, 10 lakhs. Trimsal Lakshani Pasava is 30 lakhs or 3 million are the animals. Chatu Lakshani Manasa, there's 4 lakhs of human species. You get the numbers? So it's 9 as aquatic, 20 as the plants, and 11 as the reptiles and insects. 1 lakh or 1 million is the birds and reptiles, birds. And 3 million are animals. And 400,000 is different types of species of humans. Now human, you may say, where's that number coming from? How's that categorized? It is explained that they're not specifically categorized because of the looks or the color. It may be a variety, yes. But it's more predominantly categorized with the how the modes of material nature is affected with the body. So modes of material nature are different, where is at, that is categorized. And this 8.4 million species, it's not just on this planet Earth. It is universal, universe-wide. So this is also higher planets, planetary systems that includes that's those species. So passing through all this 8.4 million species of life, we get a human birth. It's very rare, isn't it? It's extremely rare. And so once we come to the human form of life, if we not utilize this human form of life properly, then again we are put into this same cycle again and again. Also, the Lord Kapila actually gives very nicely how they are elevated or categorized in the stages of different species. I'll just read you that and then also probably conclude that class. In chapter 29 of this Lord Kapila's instruction continues, he explains how they are actually classified, and also gives the what is the position of a devotee, how elevated the position of who becomes a devotee, how rare it is, how it comes. So I'll just read you through a few verses. So he explains now he starts classifying the living entities. See, amongst the human being, human society, the living entities are superior to inanimate objects. So the living entities are superior to the dead matter. Yeah. O Blessed Mother, amongst them, the living entity who display life symptoms are better. So now he's going up one step. He says the living entity are better than the dead matter. And those living entity are, then it is who displays the symptoms of life is better. Animals with the developed senses, consciousness are better than them. Better than still are those who have developed the sense perception. So now it's gone up. So from dead matter to living being, now it's those who are developed the sense perception, who could hear or hearing or tasting, they are better. And amongst the living entity who have developed the sense perception, those who have developed the sense of taste are better than those who have developed the sense of touch. So now it's gone up next level. Better than them are those who have developed the sense of smell. So those, so touch, then taste, then gone to smell. And better still are those who have developed the sense of hearing. Now it's gone up further. So these are just the evolution of gone, how what they categorize. Lord Kapila is explaining very nicely. Better than those who have, those living entity who have perceived the sound are those who are better than those living entities who can perceive sound are those who are those who can distinguish between one form to another. So those who can hear and those who can see even better, who can distinguish the forms, are better. Better than them are those who have developed the upper and lower sets of teeth. Still better, those who have many legs. Better than even are a quadruple. So now from leg, now even the four legs are even better. Better still are humans. Now we have come to the level of human. So now the Lord Kapila has gone from dead matter to living entities and gone the classified. What are the different levels of the living entity goes to? Amongst the human being, the society which divides according to the quality of work is best. So amongst the human beings, those who follow, those who are in the Varnashram system, they are better. And in that society, the intelligent men who have designated as Brahmana are best. So amongst the Varnashram system, the Brahmins are considered even best, better. Amongst the Brahmana, one who have studied the Veda is best. So now from Brahmana is also been now gone to the next level. So if one who has studied the Veda, that becomes the best. Amongst the Brahmana who have studied the Vedas, one who knows the actual purport of the Veda is better, best. So just knowing the Vedas, it's not enough. So one who knows the conclusion of the Vedas. Vaishnava is coming still. Hasn't come to the reach still yet. So amongst the Brahmins, those who study the Vedas are better. Even those who study the Vedas and those who know the purport of the Vedas, even better. Better than the Brahmanas who knows the purpose of the Vedas is he who can dissipate the all doubts. So those who knows the Vedas, actually now they, if they can actually explain and dissipate the doubts of these people who are coming to them, asking them, even they are considered better. So better than him is one who strictly follows the Brahminical principles. Now just knowing the Vedas is not enough. And those who follow, explain, and they also adopt the principles, principles of the Vedas on themselves. Yeah. Better than him is one who is liberated from the material contamination. So the better than them, those who are actually not affected by any of the three modes, any of the happiness and distress, any dualities. He is, even though living in that body, but they are not affected by those modes. So they are even better. Okay. And better than him is a pure devotee. Just see how rare, how important, how it is the top. Being a devotee, I think we take it as very casually, yes, we become a devotee. But it's a very, extremely, very, very rare, elevated position. If you are a devotee of Krishna or devotee, it is extremely rare. Better than him is a pure devotee who executes devotional service expectation of reward. So even the devotee who are there, so those who perform a devotional service without any expectation, completely surrender just Krishna, that is the top most. Yeah, anya vilasita sunyam means no desire for himself at all. All desires is to serve Krishna. Yeah, that is the top. So this shows how it is rare and to be a devotee, and we have this opportunity to be a devotee. And those who are actually serving Krishna, this is their position. It's very exalted. Therefore, I do not find a greater person than he who... This is Lord Kapila explaining to Mother Devahuti. So Lord himself is saying, therefore, I do not find a greater person than he who has no interest outside of mine and who therefore engages and dedicates all his activity and life, everything unto me without cessation. This is what Lord wants. This is what Lord's desire is to. He would like his devotee to surrender fully unto him. And this opportunity we have is It's very rare. And this is by the mercy of our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, we are able to perform this exalted devotional service, which is very rare, as we saw from the Lord Kapila's mouth himself. He is explaining how rare it is to be a devotee, how exalted position it is, and this is the only the goal we should have in our life, to serve Krishna. So I would like to end here. Any questions, corrections, and questions? Yes, yes, Prabhupada proves that Prabhupada understands where these scientists or different intellectuals, material intellectuals we have, is when their aim, or the scientists or these people with ore, their aim is to throw the God out of the picture, and then they want to establish, and so yes, unfortunately, our Mr. Darwin is in that category. Yes, Bob. As I understand it, when that pure soul comes in contact with the body, which is the combination of three modes, that is what I understand is a distress condition. As a pure the soul himself is satchit ananda, it's ananda, full of bliss. But when it is covered by the three modes or come into contact with the body in this, then these all this kind of the condition we suffer, or it's that is the distress of the soul.
It's caused by the spirit soul in himself.
It is covered.
It's caused by the spirit soul in himself.
Let me just go back to the slide. The cause of the conditioned soul, I'm just reading the translation again. The cause of the conditioned soul's material body and the senses, senses presiding deities, the demigods, is the material nature. This is understood by learned men. The feeling of happiness and distress of the soul, which is transcendental by nature, are caused by the spirit soul himself. What I understand is that the happiness or distress, the living entity is the cause, because the desire to be independent or desire to come enjoy by himself, when he has that desire, when he takes the birth into this, accepts the body or comes into the material world, and so what is caused? It's a soul. The desire of that soul has caused that happiness and distress into this world. But if you look at the take the soul out of that material condition, then that soul is sat chit ananda. Ananda, I mean, this full of knowledge, bliss, and eternal, as I understand. Any other comments, questions? So we'll end here. Jantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.